With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. State revenues are again falling short of lawmakers' expectations and could trigger funding cuts across state agencies in the coming months. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Division released their final revenue update Tuesday, ahead of the end of the fiscal year at the end of this month. LFD Director Amy Carlson told an interim legislative committee Tuesday that revenues were around $62 million below the revenue projection lawmakers used to build the state budget.
So if you feel like the rug has been pulled out from under you, join the club.
Carlson says in April, when the legislature was still in session, LFD's projections showed revenues coming in above expectations, possibly up to $10 million. But the actual decline in revenue the state is faced with is attributed in part to fewer tax dollars coming into the state from individual income. LFD's analysts say that may be due to taxpayers expecting the Trump administration and Congress to create lower tax rates. So taxpayers are waiting to pay, hoping to qualify for that lower rate sometime soon.
We have directed agencies to be prepared for any revenue eventuality, from best case to worst case.
Dan Villa is the budget director for Governor Steve Bullock. Villa says he expects revenues to fall at least $6 million below projections, setting off a first round of budget cuts mandated in a new statute passed by lawmakers and signed by the governor earlier this year. Those cuts will be made August 15th. That legislation, commonly known as the Budget Stabilization Plan, requires four progressively increasing levels of spending cuts, along with funding transfers from the state's firefighting fund, when revenues fall short of projections. Each level is triggered when state revenues fall $12 million below the state revenue estimate lawmakers approved when they created the state's two-year budget. While Director Villa plans with state agencies for possible cuts, he says it will be months before the depth of those cuts is known.
Absolutely too early to panic.
If cuts do happen, and Villa says it's very likely, one of the first state programs to get funding pulled is a new appropriation created by lawmakers to fund housing and community services for seniors and people with disabilities. Heather O'Loughlin is with the Montana Budget and Policy Center.
That bill effectively is eliminated for this next fiscal year if revenue comes in at roughly $6 million below what was projected.
O'Loughlin says if revenues fall further, more than $24 million below expectations, pay for healthcare providers could be cut by $7 million and mental health services for kids and adults by $4 million.
These cuts, they're going to be felt in many of the communities across the state.
O'Loughlin, like Budget Director Dan Villa, says it's going to be at least another month before clear details about cuts will be known. During the legislative session, Democrats and Republicans fought over the state budget and debated the best way to protect the state against future revenue declines. Democrats pushed a series of tax increases, what party members referred to as revenue enhancers, to bring more money into the state. Republicans shot down those proposals, choosing instead to spend less in a tight budget year. Fred Thomas, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, stood outside a hearing room after legislative researchers presented the update on state revenue projections Tuesday.
We weren't interested in raising taxes. We adopted the very best recommendations we could, and we made alternative provisions if they didn't pan out. They have not panned out right yet today, and reductions are going to have to take place.
Thomas also criticized Governor Steve Bullock for not addressing falling state revenues back in 2016 before the legislative session began. Jenny Eck, the Democratic House Minority Leader, argued this situation and the cuts facing state agencies were avoidable if taxes were raised.
And so those were lost opportunities to share the burden that the state, you know, faces. And it's going to be working families who have to bear that burden.
If cuts to state agencies happen, they'll be made in mid-August. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.